Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting second. The center fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roxy Lawson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Roxy Lawson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Boesberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. And now, play ball. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball four. Gehringer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Radcliffe. The throw from York and he is safe. Radcliffe steals second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell takes first base on ball four. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen bunts towards the mound. Lawson fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. Quell moves to second. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe scores. Quell moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a line drive towards first. Greenberg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. York moves to third. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. York scores. Fox moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rogel bunts towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Ross moves to second. One out. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawson bunts towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 0 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. QL moves to third. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. QL scores. Owen moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Owen scores. Berger moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Joe Martin pinch runs for Luke Sewell. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gehringer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Berger scores. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Renssa now catching. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Greenberg hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Berger hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White pinch hits for Roxy Lawson. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cullenbein for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Gill now pitching. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Whitehead bunts towards first. Greenberg fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Greenberg. Renza moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes bunts towards the mound. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. Renza moves to third. Whitehead moves to second. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel has Renza trapped. There's the throw to York and over to Ross, who tags Renza for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. QL hits a line drive into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for George Gill. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-4 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Brown now pitching. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Rensa and he is out, Hayes applying the tag. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.